America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Fakes the handoff, fakes the throw, comes back. Wide open in the end zone is Mac Hollins for a 2-yard touchdown reception. The former Dolphin across the back of the end zone as the Bills give the Dolphins a taste of their own medicine with some misdirection.
Chris Brown on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network right there. All right, let's get back to yesterday. What happened in the NFL? 4:05 for o'clock hour games, I should say. Arizona Cardinals, a 20-point win over the Chicago Bears. You know, Chicago, you'll be fine. Chicago's going to be fine. I don't know about the coach, to be quite honest with you, like what they're doing going forward and if it's going to work out there. But Caleb Williams will be fine in this game. Didn't have a great day. Didn't turn the ball over. 22 of 41, 217 yards, no touchdowns. He 22 of 41, no touchdowns, no interceptions, though, didn't turn the ball over, like I said. He's got some good receivers. Roma Dunze did have 104 yards receiving in this one, but the Cardinals come back from down 7-6, and then, 14-6, where's the score here? Let me see, hold on. 7-6, 7-0, 7-3, 7-6 Arizona, okay. They were really, really down, I guess. They took control of the game in the second half, though, 29-9. And maybe the story should be the Cardinals here. In this season, they're putting together 5-4. They're still alive. They're a decent team. They're not great. They can play some really nice football. We saw that here in Buffalo for half. We saw it last week in Miami. This game, 29-9 over the Chicago Bears. The Arizona Cardinals, 5-4. I'll get to the standings in a little while as well. Jacksonville loses at Philadelphia, 28-23. And I'm seeing a lot of, oh, my God, Nick Sirianni almost blew it. Around and listening to some of the talking heads this morning, 22-0, Philadelphia had the lead. Jacksonville comes back and loses 28-23. They actually had the ball, apparently, late in the game with a chance to maybe go down and win the game. In this game, Jalen Hurts throws for 230 and a pair of touchdowns. Saquon Barkley has one of the runs of the year when he hurdles a guy backward, essentially. It was amazing. I saw it. The highlights today, 159 yards rushing, 5.9 yards a carry, a touchdown for Saquon Barkley. Great day for him. For the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, 2 picks, no touchdowns. Who do they got catching the ball for them? Ingram, Washington, Brian Thomas, 2 for 22. Jags fall to 2-7, one of those 2-7 teams we talked about. I mean, right now, how can you not love what the Detroit Lions are doing and putting together? They're 7-1. They absolutely just smacked the Green Bay Packers at their place yesterday, in the rain, by the way. Jared Goff, another very high efficient game, 18 of 22 for 145 and a touchdown. David Montgomery runs for 73 yards. They have just so many weapons, they do, the Lions. It's just, they're so tough. Even though they have no Aiden Hutchinson, we'll see if they trade for somebody here. Are they going to try for Za'Darius Smith? That's been some of the rumors coming out that maybe they'll try to make the play for the Browns defender. Packers. Josh Jacobs, 95 yards rushing. Jordan Love, 273 passing, but an interception, no touchdowns. Jaden Reed goes for a 113. Packers fall to 6-3. They're still okay. But that's a tough NFC North. NFC West is looking very interesting now that the Rams win in overtime against the Seattle Seahawks. DeMarcus Robinson with a 39-yard touchdown pass and catch from Matthew Stafford in overtime to win on a walk-off overtime touchdown, 26-20. This one went back and forth all day. Seattle, they fall to 4-5. Remember when the Seattle Seahawks were, 3-0? It's just the league, man. It's the way the league works. Seattle started the season 3-0, then they lost three, then they won, and then they lost two more. They've lost five of their last six, including to the Bills. The Rams are putting together a little nice run here, though. The Rams are now 4-4. They've won three in a row after starting the season 1-4. They get the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Eagles, the Saints, then the Bills. We'll see what happens here with the Rams. Puka Nacua ejected in this game. I did not see the reason for the ejection. I guess he made contact with an official or something. Is that what happened, Josh? Puka Nacua made contact with an official. Is that what happened?
No, it was he made contact with another player.
Oh, he punched someone.
It was a pretty weak punch, okay, in my opinion. All right. If you see the replay, the player pushes him a lot harder than he ever swung.
Okay.
It just so happened that it looked like he was going to try to throw a sucker punch at him, and it just didn't connect at all. So, I don't know. In my opinion, it was a little questionable. I don't know. The replay doesn't show a super aggressive punch, in my opinion.
26-20, Rams win that one. They jump the Seahawks in the West. Vikings late last night beat the Colts 21-13. This was not a very aesthetically pleasing game in the first half. But the Vikings kind of woke up offensively in the second half. They get things going right away. The Vikings move to 6-2 after two losses. They drop the Colts to 4-5. An interesting team we're going to talk about in a minute, because that's the team the Bills play next week. The Vikings, Sam Darnold, 28 of 34 for 290 and three touchdowns. He also threw two interceptions. Justin Jefferson threw a pass that was completed for 22 yards. For the Colts, Joe Flacco, 16 of 27, 179 and an interception. Jonathan Taylor, 13 for 48, 3.7 yards a carry. Once again, a team I'll talk about here in a minute when we look ahead to our next game. Tonight, big game for the Buccaneers at 4-4. In the NFC South, but a tough, tough task at Kansas City, the only unbeaten team left in the league, and the Buccaneers have to do it very undermanned, right? No Godwin, obviously. I don't think Mike Evans is playing this game, right? They're banged up. A couple of the running backs, but I think Bucky Irving might be even questionable. They're going to have a monster performance from, you know, their defense here, because they have not been good. The Buccaneers' defense has not been good lately. Here are the numbers they've been giving up. 31, 41, 27, 36 the last 4 weeks. And now they're facing a Kansas City team who isn't lighting the world on fire on offense, but they're finding their way a little bit. 26, 28, and 27 the last 3 weeks, scoring points. Cannot expect the Buccaneers to beat the Chiefs. Hey, but it's the NFL. You never know what happens. That's tonight's Monday Night Football game, Buccaneers at Chiefs, 8:15 p.m. Eastern start. Taking a look at the standings, like I said, the Bills have such a stranglehold on the AFC East. 7-2 on the season. The next closest competition is 3-6. The Bills are essentially 4.5 games ahead of their next closest competitor with only, 7 weeks to play? 8 weeks to play. It's amazing. Jets 3-6, Dolphins 2-6, Patriots 2-7. And the Bills still get the Patriots twice and the Jets once. NFC, AFC North tightening up after the Ravens win yesterday. They're now half game behind Pittsburgh, and they play soon, right? Next week. Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, schedule now becomes the AFC North starts playing each other. These teams haven't even played each other much. They're starting to play each other this week with a Thursday night game between the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be a very interesting Thursday night game for a lot of reasons. And, you know, Burrow against Lamar and where the Bengals are. Can they salvage their season? They can definitely do it if they win at Baltimore. Houston, with their loss to the Jets, still in control of the AFC South, and they should remain that way considering their competition. Indy's next close to them, 6-3 against 4-5. Kansas City in charge of the AFC West, but the Chargers are right there, two games back. They still have to play each other once. You just have to hope that Kansas City loses a game in that situation. How about the Washington Commanders still doing what they're doing in the NFC East? Half game over the Philadelphia Eagles, 7-2 against 6-2. When do they play again? Let's see. Have they played at all? Oh, they haven't played at all yet. 2 weeks they play, and then they play again in week number 16. All right. That's Commanders, Eagles. Elsewhere in the NFC, the North is very good. Chicago getting back to who we kind of thought they would be this year. They're a 500 team. Nice for them. I think they're going to be okay going forward, but they're in a tough division. Detroit 7-1, Minnesota 6-2, Green Bay 6-3, Chicago 4-4. They are the antithesis of the AFC East right now, basically, as a group. Outside of Buffalo, of course. NFC South, Atlanta taking charge. Tampa needs a win tonight. They're the only threat to them, and if they lose tonight, Atlanta can kind of start really thinking about, you know, wrapping this thing up. I mean, I shouldn't say it. It's two games, right? But, man, I can't see Tampa staying with them outside of maybe a win tonight. But they will play at some. They played already twice, right? Have they played twice? Let's see. Bucks. Yeah, they played twice. You don't even have opportunity. That's Buccaneers-Falcons I'm talking about. And then finally, talked about the NFC West being very tight now. There's only one game separating the top and the bottom. Cardinals at 5-4, Rams 4-4, Niners 4-4, Seahawks 4-5. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get to our Lake Hour look ahead to the next game. Can't wait to talk about that because it's a big one for the Bills at the Indianapolis Colts. And of course, sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.